right, what's in the news this week, everybody?
It's what you need to know.
Well, some snowy roadways, and of course, lots of snow in the mountains. A good thing, but also double-edged sword. Avalanche danger, pretty extreme. On Tuesday, yesterday, a ski patrolman up at Snow Basin was caught up in an avalanche and was able to get away. I guess he pulled an airbag, which helps you stay afloat on the avalanche. Mm-hmm. But he did, Erickson was his last name, he did come away with some cracked ribs, and he just wanted to let everybody know, and the Utah Avalanche Center wanted to let everyone know, too, that the conditions for avalanches in the mountains right now are just kind of perfect, kind of a perfect storm. So if they break deep in the snowpack and they break wide, so they're big.
I don't know how often it is for a ski patrolman to get caught in avalanche. I know that is their job, but that dude must have returned, you know, achy ribs hero.
Right.
Yeah. Right. You know, like.
Thank God he's okay. That must be so scary.
Après ski, like recounting his tale of valor and adventure, mm-hmm. you know, by the fire.
I thought I was a goner, man.
Yeah. Dude, it was all white. All around me. Pulled the airbag. Only thing that saved me, man.
You know, usually I love pow in the face, but man, it has a new meaning.
So yeah, this Christmas is going to be a special one this year. That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Also in white stuff in Utah, breast milk. There's a new company based in Orem that is the first of its kind, at least that I have heard of in the state, that has a medical milk bank. Ambrosia Labs is selling Cambodian breast milk.
Now, Cambodian breast milk, that's mm-hmm. the reason why this, I raised an eyebrow, is that there's a very famous Chappelle Show sketch where he talks about Cambodian breast milk as P. Diddy. Like, that's the only breast milks he drinks.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, the only way I open the studio up now, y'all got to walk uptown to the Bronx and get breast milk from a Cambodian immigrant. I only drink the finest breast milks. Go out there and milk Cambodia.
So that was like a thing for P. Diddy. Is that why are we importing Cambodian breast milk?
Yeah, what's the deal with Cambodia?
Well, this company started by one of the founders served a Mormon mission in Cambodia. And I guess Cambodia, there are a lot of donation facilities.
Well, hold on, let me fill in the blanks here. He served a mission in Cambodia.
Yep.
He was like, man, the breast milk here is great.
Amazing.
Oh, look, I've sucked on many a boob. But I tell you, just straight. You can just get it straight from the nip in Cambodia.
Yeah, they call
it. We gotta import this.
It may be the prices. They in Cambodia, mothers are compensated between 50 cents and $1 an ounce. So maybe it's fair teat there.
Oh man,
it's a burgeoning, a boobening industry.
Yes, boobening.
Right. And Donald Trump is getting some crap for his bromance with Vladimir Putin. The two have been trading compliments, which is pretty interesting. Putin has called Trump a very bright and talented man. He did that in an interview. And then so Trump came back and said, when you call people brilliant, it's always good, especially when the person heads up Russia. He's running his country, and at least he's a leader, you know, unlike what we have in this country.
And it should scare everyone out there who's thinking of voting for Trump that these two relate. But it kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're on the same page.
Narcissists unite.
Yeah.
Look, I want to thank you for your support and kind words. And I think we should hang. I want to invite you to my villa in the Black Sea. We can lay out, you know, get massages.
Yeah, Vladimir, I like the way you point. I like that you take a strong stance on things. Like, you know, you don't take any crap from the gays.
Yeah, well, speaking of which, this is going to be very ironic, I know. You're the only man I've ever been attracted to. Would you like, perhaps we should, have you ever ridden a bear?
I've never ridden a bear, but I've ridden a bear of a stock market.
We could ride bears bareback and then maybe do something else bareback. Shirts off, we get all oiled up.
I am yours, as long as I can still wear slacks.
And then we could hold hands in the sunset, insulting minorities. I feel myself getting a bit closer to you, Donald. May I take the first?
I want you to surround me like a Russian nesting doll.
I want to put you in my babushka.
I want your next portrait to be of you wrestling me.
I want your plowshares. I want to go back to some serious socialism in your butt.
All right.
Pleasure.
No.
Watch out for that romance. I hope they make a movie.